This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's there.
Hello, Rickies.
And Jason Bishop.
Hey, happy Friday, boys.
That is the foursome. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charge may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. I know we're going to talk to Kevin McCarthy at 7 about the latest goings-on in the world of entertainment and movies. John Feinstein joins us at 8 like he does every Friday for Fridays with Feinstein. And Luke Thomas is going to join us at 9:20. So Jason can go through every fight on the UFC card to get winners.
Yeah. Find those winners.
Yeah,
weekend winners.
Yeah,
actually, three title fights as they're fighting in Abu Dhabi. Fight Island, they've dubbed it, where everything is separated out so that they can hopefully avoid the spread of COVID. Although I know at least one fighter had to drop out, and a coach of Jorge Masvidal, who's one of the headliners.
Who's the biggest name that's fighting this?
It might be Jorge Masvidal. He's fighting for the title.
Yeah, I'll get
against Kamaru Usman, who is the champion. But
I mean, what are you doing with your life if you're not betting on UFC?
I don't know. You're
wasting it.
By the way, speaking of betting on sporting events that I don't ever watch, I got to thank one of our P1s, Julio Perez, the Caesar King, who's been giving soccer winners.
Soccer fatty.
They're calling him the Caesar King?
That's what he calls himself.
For what, Caesar salad or?
I don't know. That's what he calls him. Actually, I think that's his Vegas connect. Anyway, Julio sends over all of these winners, and he's just been killing it in European soccer. Just killing it.
Really?
Loading up, or are you going small?
Kind of small, because I just feel like it's my luck. If I load it up on the next game, it's going to lose, and I'll just give back all my winnings.
Right.
But he hit a game on Tuesday, hit a game on Wednesday, hit a game on Thursday, and he's got another one today. So I'm going to bet the over Alaves-Real Madrid game in the Spanish League.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you. Yeah. I hope it hits.
So do I.
Did you have any of your golf bets hit yesterday?
I had a bad day in matchups yesterday,
actually. You did. Yeah. It's hard.
I know. I lost I think I lost like $37 yesterday, $31, something like that. Nothing crazy.
Right.
But I'll just get back on it today with the second round matchups.
Yeah, I did the matchups the first week or two back and got depressed because I lost, like, I think all three of them. So I was like, I'm out on matchups. Apparently, I stink at that.
It's just hard to pick.
Yeah.
You don't know. You just have no idea how these guys are going to play.
Yeah.
But I'll get back on. It was fun to watch.
Like Morikawa is a great example. I mean, the guy's a phenom. There's no question about it. But he had missed the cut last week. And then, goes out there and shoots 65 to lead yesterday. So
missed the cut on an easier course.
Yeah, he's just a beast. He's an
His iron
beast.
Play is absurd. It's an absurdity.
How tall is he, you think?
He's
pretty
short.
Small.
Yeah. He's I'm going to guess not even 6 foot.
Did you see? So I recorded it all. I had it on the background, but wasn't paying attention. So last night I started watching it because I had recorded it, and Phil shot 32 on the front and then blew up on the back. But on I think it was I can't remember what it was 16 or 17. He had a 394 yard drive.
I saw that.
Think about that. Yep. 394 yards. Now look, obviously he's hitting a crest and he's getting the roll, but dude.
I know.
Still a monster.
He's still a monster. He in the way with technology and with the condition these guys are in, I'm telling you, Jason, he's going to be able to compete for years to come.
Well, he'll compete, yeah. It's just, you know, when you get to that age, you just get tired over four days.
It gets harder, there's no doubt.
Especially
when
you're playing
in the – he's got the game.
Oh, dude, he's one of the best, what, 10 players of all time? 12 players of all time?
Usually guys kind of fade out and they just can't keep up.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not the case.
No, he's a freak.
He's a freak. I don't like him with the sunglasses. I know. I'm sure he's getting paid a ton of dough.
Did you hear Spieth joning on him a little bit yesterday?
No. What did he say?
Why is he goofing, man? Why can't he just
live
his life?
It was just. It wasn't. He wasn't really joning. He, Phil made a putt on. I can't remember what hole it was for a birdie, and they were walking off the course. And Phil said something to Spieth, and I couldn't understand what it was. But Spieth said it must have been the sunglasses.
Right.
Yeah, we were goofing on JP for his sunglasses. What was that, earlier this week? Was that Monday?
JP wore them like, on the first day.
Yeah. Same thing happened here.
Right. Yeah,
those were 106.7 The Fan sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm sure heinous.
He has to deal with like Ray-Ban. He has sillies.
Dude,
at least we had a giveaway at some point.
It's true. It's a very good point.
I went on Amazon in a moment of boredom, and I was just looking at sunglasses, and I ordered 3 pair for $20, and I'm butt-sized for them. They're polarized. They're just very simple.
They're going to break after about 5 minutes of wear.
Maybe. They're not name brand, but they're just they're just what I need. Uh-huh. And they have 3 different sort of tints. And, yeah, I got 3 pair for $20 from Amazon.
Who is the maker of the sunglasses that Phil's wearing? He's obviously getting paid to wear
them. I don't know.
Valdez, do you know?
I do not.
That's a Valdez-type nugget.
That's got to be a big payday, though. Right, because big move to wear sunglasses. I know. I actually don't even really like wearing sunglasses when I'm playing golf.
And those aren't even golf sunglasses. They're not wraparounds.
No.
Apparently, they are Roka Phantom Alloys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those things would probably be like $500 a pair.
$200.
Yeah, I got 3 for $20. Mine are silly.
Yeah, he's definitely getting paid to wear those.
Right.
Well, apparently, that's the closest somebody said online to what he's actually wearing.
If you find like a
they're goofy.
If you find like a Ray-Ban, like regular glass that you like regular glasses, can you take it to a place and they'll put in the silly lenses for you? How does that
I'm
work?
Sure, you can change lenses.
Yes.
Does that work? Do like you have to always pick their nub lenses? Can they make lenses fit your frames? I don't even understand how that whole process works.
Well, it's probably like a standard lens.
You think?
What are you asking?
Probably interchangeable.
If you have a frame that you like, can you take it to
in other words, I saw a frame and I was like, man, I would like that, but I wouldn't, you know, they were clear, they were basically like, you know, there was no prescription in it. And I was like, I would like that if I could get a prescription for it.
100%.
Well, you definitely can do that.
Any eyewear.
But I don't know how to do it online.
Well, you can go to a store.
Yeah, but I don't want to be limited to the store's nub selection. I want to say, you know what? I want these glasses, and I want you to put the silly lenses in these frames.
Go to like
you
lens
just bought
crafters.
3 for $20. How could you be so finicky?
Yeah, you're so
discerning.
I want some
that are. I would like to have some that are prescription. I actually don't have prescription sunglasses currently.
You order the frame online without the lenses, and then you bring it into your whatever eyewear store.
And you think they can hook it?
Probably, yeah.
1,000%.
Now you guys are probably all fired up on the golf tip because Tiger is going to play next week.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's playing Memorial.
That's expected.
Always plays that tournament.
Yeah. You kind of knew that.
This is where Valdez jumps in and talks about the Murrayfield milkshake. And everybody's so excited to
make
get
sure
one.
Make sure you get a milkshake.
Make sure you get their world famous milkshakes.
Muirfield.
Muirfield. Yeah. Muirfield. Boom.
I was watching the news last night with David Muir. and that was helping me pronounce Muirfield.
That's the dreamy guy,
Muir,
right?
It's
that's
Muir.
The guy that's real handsome.
Yeah, the dreamy guy.
Right.
He's the one that gets the top ratings for some reason. What is it? David Muir, there's
what
Lester Holt
on
NBC.
ABC or ABC. Something?
And I don't know who's on CBS.
I don't watch
like it
any
might
of
be
those.
Noro
CBS is Norr O'Donnell, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't
she doesn't
any,
get the
any
hype
of those people ever.
Who? She doesn't get the hype of being a female anchor like Katie Couric did, right?
The last big news anchors I've seen are like Dan Rather, Brian Williams.
Right.
I will say this.
I don't see any of this new guard, this new breed.
This is a true story. When we had Chris Matthews in studio about 15 years ago, I swear to God, he couldn't stop talking about Noro O'Donnell. And, you know, it's funny because he ended up losing his gig for just like, you know, flirting with these girls.
Right.
He was talking up Nora O'Donnell.
She's attractive. She's attractive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially 15 years ago when she was first coming up.
By the way, you also have the American Century Championship out in Tahoe this weekend.
Oh, do we?
That's the Tony Romo one?
Yeah, Tony Romo's odds on favorite. He's about even money. And then you've got Mark Mulder, Marty Fish, Smoltzy, Derek Lowe.
I used
Lowe,
to really like watching that. But for
Steph
some
Curry.
Reason, I've grown out of it.
Marty
Steph
Fish
is fascinating.
In studio guest for the Junkies. Marty Fish.
He's a really good player. And then, of course, I'm sure, you know, Barkley will be in it.
Does Jordan still even bother to play or no?
I don't know if – no, he's not in it this week. I don't know if he's ever played. Has he ever played that?
I don't think he's ever played it.
I don't know if he's ever
played it. I think the Tahoe thing is what you're –
Yeah, I'm thinking of Tahoe.
You're thinking like, yeah, the Reno thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
One?
Yeah, this is the Stableford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is the one, you know, they have it every July.
I can't remember. I just the old classic Tahoe one that they used to always have is the one I used to watch.
So yesterday in the world of sports, the big developments is the whole college football thing seems to be moving towards no season or half a season. I mean, if the dominoes continue to fall, I can't imagine a season. And a team like Notre Dame has to scramble because the ACC first said they're only going to play in-conference games. The Big Ten then said they're only going to play in-conference games. If that continues, you know, a lot of rivalry games aren't going to happen in sports that we are kind of used to seeing. And an independent school like Notre Dame that plays out of conference, they may not have opponents.
Mm-hmm. And the small schools that get those big paydays from
the
big boys get really screwed.
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. You're going to see all these other conferences come fall in line and then eventually probably just – shut it down.
I'm hopeful.
It's just
that they
sad. I don't get it. What's the difference between playing 9 games and 12? Doesn't. I mean, is Corona taking the week off when Penn State plays Northwestern as opposed to the Virginia Tech game? Any sense.
I think they're just trying to limit travel, I guess. And they, from reading Gene Smith's comments, I think it was Gene Smith. Yeah, that you know they have a little bit more flexibility if they go conference only. They'll all have sort of the same guidelines. If they play 10 conference games in the Big Ten, I'm good. I'm good.
It's a lot
with that.
Of games.
They
I'm good
won't.
With that.
They won't.
Well, but you do miss a game like Penn State versus Virginia Tech. Some of these high-profile, non-conference games.
Better than nothing. I'll take it.
You missed Maryland was scheduled to go to West Virginia. That game's done.
Yeah,
that game is back on the schedule.
My buddy's a huge Ohio State fan, and he told me yesterday he felt like crying when he read the news. But I was like, dude, you still got a chance. I mean,
Ohio State was supposed to play in Oregon.
Huge.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it would be what a year to win the Big Ten if you could find a way to pull it off.
There you go, Loxley. You got a chance.
I'm still reasonably optimistic. There's so much money riding on it. They're gonna do everything in their power to get through it.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot on the line. You can't afford to get a bunch. You know,
I mean,
imagine if a bunch of coaches got sick.
Well, why wouldn't they get sick in a conference game?
They're just trying to limit
in
exposure.
In October.
They're just trying to limit exposure a little bit. And by the
I'd say you play all of them or you don't play any of them.
Well, see, if you eliminate your non-conference games, you have a little more flexibility where you can move things around, you know. So, you know, if
did
they
you
have
guys,
to wait a month.
Did you guys happen to hear Andrew Brandt on with Grant and Danny?
No.
So we had Andrew Brandt on the weekend show, Jason and I did.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, and he's excellent. And I heard him on with Grant and Danny yesterday, and I started thinking, uh-oh, the NFL could be in trouble. He kind of made a big deal about this whole escrow thing, and he likened what's going on in the NFL right now to what went on in the negotiations with Major League Baseball. Except in Major League Baseball, Manfred had the ability to just say, screw this, we're doing 60 games, you guys either play or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is the NFL... They're going to have major issues with the players and the owners coming to a money deal.
Mm.
I thought they had reached a deal. I thought we were moving in the direction of we're going to have the NFL. And then he really even pointed out, he's like, he goes, think about this. Rookies typically
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He would be reporting next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said there's no chance in hell that's happening.
Right. Well, I have it on pretty good authority that there's some move, or there's at least some want to on one side to play 12 games.
Oh.
That they think 12 games might be a number for whatever reason. Although there's some doubt whether or not they can get it through even 8. But the want to is 12. So keep that in mind to see if that number pops up.
Fantasy football's in peril. It's in so much peril.
Are you freaking out right now, Case?
Well, it's just, I mean, that's the most important part about NFL football is gambling and fantasy. And it's so dicey.
Just during the sports calendar, we look forward to the fall because you've got college football and you've got, obviously, NFL. And, you know, July and August, well, certainly August, should be fun to watch if these leagues are up and running and they can make it. I still have my doubts, but just think about it. If the NFL cancels, college football cancels, NFL cancels, what are we going to do in the fall? What are we talking about in the fall?
Well, you still have, hopefully you'll still have baseball through October.
Hey, right? Jason,
I got my doubts.
We could talk about NBA. The election.
Oh yeah.
Cause okay. I know you'd be excited.
We're not
to
doing
do that.
Well, we might have to.
The only no, thing we're to talk not about. Doing that. I promise you we won't do
so
that.
So exciting and so fun.
I think MLB and the NBA will be able to plow through this. I really do. The NFL is a little
bit more
in doubt, and I think college football is a little bit more in doubt. But I do think, I mean, they're well on their way. The Wizards have already, they're out of their quarantine, right? So they must have taken all their tests. They must be clear for now. Although, devastating news that Garrison Matthews not playing.
Why?
I don't know. Did you see that?
Well,
Garrison,
the Wizards
he was the
are
one
barely,
guy I was looking forward to watching play.
They're barely going to be able to field a team because Thomas Bryant is out too. And there's one other player who is escaping my mind right now.
Gary Payton.
I mean,
Gary Payton Jr.
They're the next version of the Nets.
I'm not sure why. They just said he had personal reasons or something. But I'm distraught. I love watching that guy come off screens and just shoot bombs.
Because I had read on... What's today? Friday? I read Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday, that he was going to play.
No, he's
What's
out.
What's changed?
Garrison Matthews is out, and I'm sad about that.
You're sad.
I am.
Sad
he was the one guy who's fun to watch. Like, Rui is fine, but he's not that fun to watch. I actually think Garrison Matthews is more fun to watch.
All right, should mention on the show today, we will talk to Kevin McCarthy coming up at 7, get the latest on movies and the world of entertainment. John Feinstein at 8 for Fridays with Feinstein. Also, Ross Tucker is going to join us as we talk about what's going on in the NFL, NFL Insider for Radio.com. He'll jump on at 8:40. And Luke Thomas from the Luke Thomas Show on SiriusXM Fight Nation 156. He'll join us at 9:20 with the latest on UFC 251, all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So a couple of Redskins updates.
Give it to me.
So number one, CBS Sports Line says that Daniel Snyder and the organization do favor Warriors. There are different stories about that.
Still?
There are some that say that they're going to walk away from any sort of tie-in with Native Americans, but this report on CBS Sports Line says that the Redskins favorite, that Snyder has, you know, when he was apparently trying to get an AFL team in 2009, he trademarked it, so it would be easy maybe to make the switch to Warriors legally because he already owns the trademark. And then the other one.
Well, that's what Eric likes. Eric likes the Warriors.
I like Warriors. It makes the most sense to me. But the only thing is I would stay away, obviously, from any – you can't have any feathers or spears. You got to stay away completely from all of that.
I think
if they're willing
to
do that, I'm all about it. I just – nobody wants to deal with this name change stuff anymore.
They know that they're going to move away from the Native American imagery. They're getting out of that business from the sound.
If they can do that, then I'm fine with it. I like it.
Yeah,
but
they can do that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what the logo would be. What are they suggesting if they don't go with any – Native American imagery, which I don't think they should. What would the logo be for Warriors? What is being suggested?
I don't think this story didn't mention whether or not they had any logos in mind. It just mentioned the connection that in 2009, the Arena Football League team and...
Well, what they are saying in this article, JP, is a name like the Warriors would conceivably allow the club to retain its current color scheme. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And secondary logos. What are the secondary logos? Is that where they're talking about, like,
the
feather and the spear? Well, the R wouldn't do anything.
No,
yeah,
I don't think the R
wouldn't make any sense.
The R doesn't make any sense.
Spear makes a lot of sense.
The spear makes a lot of sense, and then that's just going down that road again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I see also in the story that it says modeled upon the uniforms worn in the 60s. Not familiar with the 60s.
Let me
born
look.
In
Hold
1970,
on.
I'd have to
so
look it up.
1965 Redskins uniform.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So that's the one.
I like
story
those throwbacks that they wear with the darker red. The darker burgundy. I like those.
I like the look too. But again, you're dealing with a spear on the helmet.
So
which I don't,
so hold
yeah,
on.
You're gonna have to change
like
the helmet.
So Native Americans own the rights to a spear.
No, they don't own the rights to it. But you don't want to. If you want to get out of the Native American imagery business.
Yeah.
You don't want to put a spear with a feather dangling.
I don't know. When I think of spear, I think of early man. I think of Neanderthals.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you are an early man, so I can understand that.
I just think they're going to stay away from all of that. They're just.
I would hope. But it could be their stubbornness.
I don't know.
Look at all their old helmets. Did you see there's a picture here of all their old helmets dating back from the 40s? And the spear is one of them. They obviously have that a chief or whatever that is. Their sort of their current logo. I like just the old like the yellow whatever that is with the R.
Mm-hmm.
But that R is not going to play unless they go with like one of the Red Wolves or.
There are two R's in Warriors, EB, or three.
Yeah, but you can't have a letter that's not the first letter on the side of your helmet. You just can't.
The other article, which kind of goes hand-in-hand with this, is from our friend J.P. Finley over at NBCSportsWashington.com, mm-hmm. where they did geo-targeted Twitter data, and they looked at that, and Warriors does have a big lead on the other three choices, which are Red Hawks, Red Tails, and Red Wolves. But you can kind of see the favorite choice by state.
I'm actually not hating Red Wolves over the past few days.
That's starting to grow on you?
That name's kind of growing on me at this point.
Yeah, but you know how terrible that sounds. I'm going to go to the Red Wolves game today.
Well, you would just say the
Wolves.
I'm going
to watch the Red Wolves at
one. I don't think anybody's going to say the Red Wolves.
It's
just say
the Wolves. You would shorten it.
Oh,
it's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
It's hard to even fathom.
Will Compton, did you see that he tweeted that he'd come back and play for the Redskins if they renamed them the Red Wolves?
He would.
Well,
I'm not sure if they would
want
him,
honor or something like that.
Yeah. The Red Wolves.
Red Wolves is harder to say.
They're all terrible.
It's better than Red Tails. I know that.
Even
I do know.
Even saying, I'm going to watch the Warriors play today at 1. Oh, it's just awful.
It's going to take you multiple years to
10
get
years.
Used to it. Yeah.
I'll be dead.
It's
never make
you know what? It's just surreal. I was thinking about this yesterday. still, it's surreal. They're gonna change the name.
Yeah, it's happening.
I'm gonna still call them the Skins. Why can't we just call them the Skins?
You can call them whatever you want.
No, I know I can call them whatever I want, but why can't they just go Washington Skins? And you can't put a potato on it.
It's Skins.
No, you certainly can't do
that. You know,
they want to get out of the skin. They want to get out of the skin business.
Yeah, but just say their nickname is the Skins.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
We used to play shirts and skins.
What are we going to do for our 7 o'clock segment?
Hit the
wolves?
The Skins.
Hit the wolves.
Hitting the tails.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The 7 o'clock howl.
Yeah.
Getting tail.
It's, hitting the Skins, that was such a great segment name.
So great.
That's just
you
got
Skins. You guys,
just
sleep
another
on, you guys sleep on Drab's idea.
Which was what?
Oh, I said call it Getting Tail.
Getting Tail.
Chasing Tails.
If it's
Chasing
the Tails, yeah.
Jason Tail.
Yeah. My Dang Bros be upset.
Well, you look at the state-by-state analysis, Red Wolves.
It's pretty close.
Like, well, there's only 4 states that favor it.
No, I'm saying it's close between Warriors and Red Tails.
Yes.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of growing momentum for Red Tails. I don't.
Red Tails just stinks on ice.
The
That's
Tails.
A horrible name.
Because everyone say we're just playing. Yeah, we're gonna go to the Tails game.
I'm going to the Tails.
I mean, I just think of like Sonic's little buddy from Sonic the Hedgehog. It's just an awful name.
Why?
That was
his
name's
Tails.
Name.
His name was Tails.
Yes.
Tails.
Do you guys remember how exactly the Wizards name came about? Like, how were those 5 finalists selected?
I don't know.
They were all terrible, too.
They were all brutal.
One of them was Sea Dogs. I'll never forget Sea Dogs.
That was bad.
Probably somebody in a PR department. Or they hire some marketing
firm. They actually
did
some sort of poll.
Yeah.
They did. Well, no, I don't think the Redskins will do a poll.
You know what? Dragons actually is pretty good at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're doing internal polling, but they're not going to do some public poll.
I kind of like Sea Dogs, even though it doesn't really fit this area.
It doesn't make any sense. What is a Sea Dog?
It's like a grizzly old... Mariner, like, you know, some peg leg guy with a beard.
Oh, well,
just a guy out on his old shrimp boat, doesn't live on land.
This is a brutal exercise. I understand it's going to happen. You know, it's the culture we live in, and there's no money now anymore in the name Redskins. But God, it's going to suck. Whatever
you're going to have all the Red Wolves merchandise. You won't know what to do with it all.
Yeah, you're going to have the new merch
jersey.
Somebody
hat.
Gives it to me. I'm sure I'll get a hat or something.
Scully, all of it. You'll have all of it. It is your team.
All of these are just awful. I can't imagine saying I'm going to go watch the Red Tails today.
Well, I just can't imagine saying
you
that.
Are. Like, hey, Eric, like some people though are going to like the other names.
Hey, Eric, don't you have that like 1950s bomber's jacket that you wear in the winter with like the fur?
My homie's movie review? Oh, you know, my other jacket?
Yeah, it's like a brown jacket.
Yeah, my bomber jacket?
Yeah.
That's perfect for Red Tails.
Yeah, wear that to the game.
Yeah, you can say you're one of the long-lost Tuskegee Airmen.
Like a pilot? Yeah. I suppose I could.
You're the one Shea Whitey, Tuskegee Airman.
Hey, well, he's a descendant. He's a descendant.
Hey, Eric, can you go find it and put it on?
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Do you know where it is?
It's probably in my closet. If they name them the Red Tails, I'll wear it on the show.
Oh, that's your go-to.
All right? I'll grant you that wish.
Something that's already annoying me is that Skins fans are saying if the ones that are for Red Wolves are saying, can't wait to howl every time there's a first down.
Oh, right.
That would be terrible.
It's just so awful.
I just don't know what I'm going to say anymore. Like, I'm watching Skins.
Watching the Wolves.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to say that.
You could be like a lot of these journalists who chose not to use the name for years, including John Feinstein.
Yeah.
Going to the Washington game.
And you know what's going to be
terrible.
So late is that corner in the end zone that's going to be the Wolf Pack.
so many Wolf
You're going to mistakenly say Skins a million times.
No, I'm not going to mistakenely say it. I'm going to say it on purpose.
Plus, all right. You can play Hungry Like a Wolf.
That too.
A Wolf, Hungry Like the Wolf, JP.
Sorry.
You have to get your 80s.
What did he say? Flat? Hungry Like a Wolf?
Hungry Like a Wolf.
Hey, look, can we do that?
I'm not a music guy like you guys.
Can we just say no matter what they name the team, we're still going to do Hit the Skins at 7?
Sure.
It's just a better segment. I mean, it's just better.
We can hold on to it.
We'll just call it Hit the Skins.
We can be stubborn.
Yeah.
Keep playing the two different versions of HTTR.
Yeah. We're just holdouts. I mean we could call them the Red Wolves or whatever, but we say we're going to Hit the Skins at 7.
I just have to permanently play sad HDTR because it's basically being, you know, it's being put in a grave for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Some people want, like, Renegades just so they can have the R. That's another
Renegades
big reason why.
A terrible name, too.
It's another reason why they want red tails, and all, just to keep the HTTR.
And isn't a Renegade like a deserter? I think that's, like, what it means.
The real derivation of it?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an awful name.
Yeah. I like Copperheads.
That's... Renegades is a perfect like, arena football league.
Cakes, if they name them the Warriors, they can play the old, you know, the 80s film or maybe late 70s film, The Warriors.
Of course. About gang warfare.
The Warriors.
Come out and play.
Play that when we come back, Valdez, because I don't recognize it from Jason saying
such an old reference.
It's such
a
classic.
Is it a classic? Have I heard it 9 million times?
Yeah, the acting's the worst in the world, but it's a classic movie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just whatever they pick, it's just it's depressing. I was kind of over it, and I'm like, I'm ready to move on. But when the reality hits that they're going to name the team like the Red Wolves or something, it's just awful.
I thought this, you know, when we were kicking this around on Monday, and we were speculating, well, how long is it going to take? Because it seems inevitable.
Yeah,
I think I said they're going to have a new name in a week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I listened to this Andrew Brandt interview yesterday with Grant Danny, and I came away depressed on the potential of no NFL season, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he talked about changing the name, he just talked about how lengthy it usually is. Now, with Warriors, he's got a trademark, but he said, you know, usually you have to go through the trademark process. You have to go through all these different things.
My understanding is he actually let the trademark expire.
Right. So what if somebody else has it?
What if there have been
a bunch of poachers? And by the way, we have a trademark for the Junkies. It took months.
Yeah.
It took months because we had one. I let it expire because, you know, we're a bunch of squeakers and we didn't want to keep paying all the time. And then we realized when we changed companies, hey, we better get that trademark again.
I don't see why they couldn't call in the Redskins for the year, but knowing, like they announced, it's going to be the Red Tails next year. What's the big deal? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the Raiders they move to Vegas.
I think that's where Drabby's Washington Football Club comes into play.
I mean, they could do
just
that.
Just a placeholder.
But why not just keep calling them the Redskins? And then, but the understanding
because
that they're changing
officially.
Because
people will freak
officially.
Out.
They'll freak out if you say it's already underway. We just don't have our trademark line. People
would
understand.
Yeah, no one's ever happy.
But what Snyder's probably going to be bitter about is you can't get the gear.
Can't get the merch.
Amazon took it
off.
Right.
Like
Walmart.
The only place on planet Earth where you can buy it is at FedEx Field. Redskins gear.
I think it may be available on Fanatics, but every other company is taking them off.
I'm guessing Fanatics is going to take it off eventually. If every place
else online is.
I don't know. Some guys out there don't care. Just want
unless
money.
You're the only show in town.
That's true.
If you're the only show in town, you just kill it.
Yeah, and Fanatics has a partnership with the
NFL. I'd put it on my online store. Maybe I'll talk to Dan and build a partnership real quick.
You'll sell all the old Redskins gear?
Yeah, sure. Well, I care.
Can you imagine if Eric had to set up the packages? He'd get sick of that so
many
so
packages,
quickly.
The rich Turpin.
I would hire. Well, what do you think I got married for? I'd have Dina out there. She'd be doing it.
All right, phone number you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. What do you think about the latest regarding the Redskins' name? CBSSports.com reports that Snyder and the team favor Warriors. And then if you look at the J.P. Finley article on NBC Sports Washington where they checked out Twitter data, it seems like, yes, Warriors is in the lead, but Red Tails not that far behind with Red Hawks and Red Wolves bringing up the rear. So those seem to be the choices right now. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up next is the Zion Williamson situation with his stepdad accepting $400,000, getting real.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. So the Zion Williamson story just doesn't go away. I don't know if it's ever going to impact Duke or Coach K, but the latest in a court motion and sworn affidavit is that Zion Williamson's stepfather actually solicited and then accepted a $400,000 payment from the marketing agent. Of course, Williamson's side disputes that and says that that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, maybe it's a stalemate and nothing's ever going to come of it when it gets to Coach K or Duke, but it certainly doesn't look good.
Even if you can prove that he got the $400K from, and the agent, his name's Slavko Durek. He's a Canadian agent. Mm-hmm. Even if you can prove that he got the $400K, you can't prove that Coach K knew about it.
Right.
You know, I mean, Kansas hadn't done anything with Bill Self. Miller's still out of Arizona. They're not going to touch Coach K.
My question is, it's a hypothetical, but what if Zion, who signed a $100 million deal with CAA, just said, you know what, all of these allegations are true? What happens?
Why would he ever do that?
I understand. Saying, what would happen?
Which allegation? That Coach K knew I got $400K?
That he accepted this money, because I don't think he... He could accept
that and say that, but that's different. If he actually says, I got $400K, Coach K didn't know the exact amount, but he knew I was getting paid, that would be damaging. That would be damaging. But I don't expect him to say that.
But did you guys look at the letter and the license?
No. I just saw the headline.
No, you got to look at it. It's clearly a fake. I mean, the license has the weight and height backwards.
Mm-hmm.
The photo is clearly fake. The signature on the thing doesn't match Zion's signature. The guy, they misspell words in the letter that he
signed. This guy apparently tried to defraud Luka Doncic as well.
At one point, he's referred to Zion Williamson.
Yeah. He's a scammer. This person's a scam artist.
It's so fake.
It's worse than our Florida IDs, Cakes.
Well, and those were
really bottom of the barrel. Those
we went over to Dr. Z's house and used a poster board.
Had terrible Florida and a West Virginia ID. Somehow got me in a few places.
I was from Lexington, Kentucky.
All right, so people still want to chime in on the whole Skins name here.
Is there one of those choices that you absolutely hate? I know Cakes, it's Red
Cakes
Tails.
Cakes hates Red Tails.
I don't like it. Not a fan.
Go ahead, say Eric. All of them.
I don't like all of them. I don't like any of them.
It's kind of boring, but it makes sense. Yeah. I kind of like Red Wolves of late. It's kind of making a push.
Should we co-opt some of these images that people are sending us of their artwork of potential logos? You know, we got a lot of guys that are great with their little graphic design programs, and they're coming out.
Yeah, saw a nice one there for Warriors.
There was a nice one I thought for Warriors. There was a nice one for Red Wolves. You know, you can get kind of fired up when you see, you know, these mock-up jerseys and helmets. It's just awkward to say. You know, I'm sure they can come up with a cool jersey look and
a
cool helmet.
But in a few years, it will become normal.
Well, what's a few? What's a few? What's a few?
I'd say 5 to 7 years.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
That's a few years. You'll get used to it.
Yeah. All right, let's bang on a few of these calls. Let's see what people are thinking. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, calling from Newport. Hey, buddy. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm a bitter old man, but I got a great idea.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Put the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine on the helmet, which would represent the Warriors.
Yeah.
That way you can't go wrong.
Well, they're not going to steal their logos.
No, you could put them on there. It would be an honor for the military.
Yeah, I don't see it.
You might be a little busy putting all four branches on your helmet.
You're putting four logos on the helmet?
They're not going to do that.
Yeah. The little logos about maybe a half a dollar size.
They could if they want to go all in on maximizing the money. I'm not agreeing with his idea. I'm just playing it out.
Yeah.
Is
they changed every week. So you're the Warriors, but you got your Marine helmet, and you're the Warriors, and you've got your Navy helmet, and then you've got your Army helmet, and you just keep going through it.
Services want to be involved with the Skins organization.
Probably not.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, buddy. I just don't see it happening. I like the sentiment, but I just don't see it happening. The worst thing they could do is name them Warriors and then still have spears and everything all over the helmet.
Right.
Not that it doesn't look cool. It would look awesome.
Yeah, but
it's just going to – this issue would never end.
Don't you feel weird, though, that an NFL team is basically profiting off of your likeness?
If what?
I don't know. Like they have a Navy anchor
or
whatever.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Let's go to Curtis in Martinsburg. Curtis, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
How you guys doing today?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Curtis?
I like the Warriors out of all the names, but if we can't go with that one, I like the Red Tails the most. Bulls, I just think it's too much. What I like about the Red Tails, it is actually part of history and all that, and I'm kind of a geek towards history and the military. Mm-hmm. And, I think I was talking to Valdez, maybe. If the Redskins are getting all this backlash for going with the Warriors, why haven't Golden State went through anything like this yet? Or why haven't the Braves or the Cleveland and all that stuff?
Well, some of them are.
With Golden State, you know, we talked about it. Like, their logo really doesn't have anything to do with a fighter or a warrior. It has nothing to do with Native Americans. I believe it's the Bay Bridge.
Yes, that's right. The Golden Gate Bridge, not the Bay Bridge.
Sorry.
That would be Valdez's.
Yeah.
He would get all lathered up about that.
I'd have a million jerseys.
Can we work in the Bay Bridge somehow?
No.
We're going with crabs.
Absolutely not.
The Washington Easy Passes.
let's go to George.
Just put a log jam on your helmet.
Hello.
George, what's up, buddy?
Well, as much as the Sioux and the Apaches hate each other, why don't they go ahead to those two tribes and have one of them to vote on they can use Washington Apaches or the Washington Sioux?
Do you understand the bigger picture? Is that the Redskins are getting out of the Native American imagery and naming business.
So because it never goes away.
The last thing they would do is call themselves the Sioux or the Fighting Apaches.
George,
can I ask you what year you were born in?
1910.
50.
1950.
All right.
That only puts him on 70,
He's
right?
He's only 20 years older than us. That's the only way to think.
69. I won't be 70 until December.
Oh my God.
Jesus. So how do you feel about the whole thing? Are you kicking and screaming? You wish they'd just keep the name Redskins?
Yeah. Because any time I talk about them, I could say the Washington Redskins. People don't like it, they can go to hell.
George remembers the Trail of Tears vividly.
Hey, George, what is your of the awful names that are being thrown out there, what is your favorite if you had to pick one?
Well, if I have to pick one, I would say the Cobras.
Cobras?
The Cobras.
Why
Cobras? He's not able to play your game.
The one length.
Listen to his reasoning.
Yeah, go ahead. Why the Cobras, George?
The Washer and the Cobras.
He's a big Ricky Fowler fan.
Do you just like the sound of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told me on hold that the Cobras because they'll be like the Indians.
What do you mean?
I said they're from India.
Because they're from India.
Okay. Oh.
I think he's getting his Indians mixed up.
Yeah. Right.
I think he might be, yes.
Right. So are you trying to do that?
India is overseas, and Indians is in this country.
Yes, we understand.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for clearing that up.
He kind of knows. Hey, George, you're retired, right?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do for a living again? What did you do for a living?
I worked at the Washington Post newspaper.
Oh, yeah, I was a columnist.
I worked in the mailroom.
Oh, he didn't replace Mike Wise?
He's the anti-Mike Wise.
Yeah, he was the editor-in-chief.
You didn't think he got a Pulitzer?
Editor-in-chief, I see what you're doing there, Valdez.
Hey, George, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
All right, buddy.
Old George.
Are we going to sound like him when we're 69?
Some would argue we already do.
Oh, my God.
George covered Alexander Hamilton every day.
Yeah.
He was on the Hamilton beat?
He was on the Hamilton beat.
By the way, I watched Hamilton on Disney Plus.
You want those 2.5 hours back?
I'm so glad that I didn't spend $2,000 to go see it like at the Kennedy Center. It was fine, but it's just so much hype.
Well, plus it's
just
rap.
A lot.
All right, let's go to Alonzo real quick.
You got a break. It's 54.
All right, Valdez wants the break.
All right, we got Kevin next, so we'll talk about Hamilton. I think he actually gave a review on Hamilton either last week or the week before.
He gave it a 10.
He had a bunch of nerd tears over Hamilton. We'll get the latest in the world of movies and entertainment from Kevin McCarthy next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.